We don't have to zing, do we? Because this isn't a real episode.
I feel like we do.
Oh, fuck.
I feel like we always have to zing. We put ourselves in a box with this. There's nothing we can do.
A little recording box in New Jersey. Okay. Do it.
Michael.
Peter.
What do you know about the Eric Adams indictment?
Very little, but I look forward to reading it on a layover in Istanbul Airport on Turkish Airlines.
This is the fabled short If Books Could Kill episode, the mini episode.
Yeah, the thing we've tried to do.
I wish listeners understood how many times I've tried to make this happen.
The Peggy Noonan episode was supposed to be like a little blippy 20-minute thing. And then we recorded for an hour and a half.
Try to make Michael Hobbs do just a little bit of work. It won't work. He will always do a lot of work.
The thing is, I'm actually not here for the Eric Adams stuff. I just want to relitigate all the speedrunning stuff. I just want to talk about that for another hour.
Well, we'll be speedrunning this episode, folks.
Fuck.
All right. So, yeah, this summer we did a bonus episode called What's Wrong with Eric Adams, where I walked you through the life and times of Eric Adams.
And we touched on roughly 6% of what is wrong with Eric Adams.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about his career and like his antics and the weird things he says. And at the end of the episode, I said, by the way, Adams is currently under federal investigation for potential illicit dealings with the Turkish government. And then just recently, the indictment dropped. So
yes,
due to popular demands, we thought a brief follow-up episode would be in order.
I have deliberately been avoiding all information about this so that you can tell me about it. Even on the episode, we like barely knew what was even going on with the turkey stuff.
We now know precisely what was going on in the Eric Adams world. And we know that the Turkish government has been trying to recruit America's dumbest mayor as its agent.
We've also put ourselves into a box because if we're going to do like an emergency episode every time there's an indictment of Eric Adams, aren't there like 8 other investigations going on? This could be like a full-time job.
Well, after Eric Adams beats this charge and is lifted literally and metaphorically on the shoulders of all New Yorkers, carried across the Hudson to safety, I think that the feds will see the error of their ways and they will drop all future investigations. But we'll see.
I'm imagining the end of Spider-Man 2 where like the New Yorkers on the subway lift him up and carry him throughout the subway car.
No, it's going to be more like that one problematic Game of Thrones shop, but in reverse. You know, remember where they're like lifting all the non-white people were lifting Danny on their shoulders? Oh, it's going to be the opposite. all the whites of New York lifting up Eric Adams.
It's just going to be all of the pundits who wrote articles about how cool he was. It's going to be Nate Silver.
Just Brett Stevens hoisting Eric Adams. So one thing to establish here is why everyone was so confident that Adams was about to get charged.
Yeah.
In mid-2023, a bunch of Adams donors were charged by New York State with running a straw donation scheme. That's something we touched on last time.
Yes, and I tried to cut from the episode and you wouldn't let me.
And this is why, Michael, because I needed this in for the future episode about Eric Adams.
Chekhov's campaign contribution scandal. Because wasn't this the thing where New York matches donations? And so Eric Adams people were like pretending that there were donations basically to scam government money out of the state.
Exactly right. New York matches small donations with public funds. So these guys fraudulently create a bunch of small donors in order to get the matching funds. A couple of them pled guilty in October 2023. And then in November 2023, the FBI raided the home of Adams' chief fundraiser, and the warrant made it clear that it was an investigation into his dealings with the Turkish government.
Okay.
A few weeks later, they seize his phones, and everything since then has been a little bit chaotic. He put out a statement basically being like, yeah, you know, I follow the law and we will cooperate. But he also like laughed off the idea of him being criminally liable here.
Right.
In February, they raided the home of Winnie Greco, the director of Asian affairs in New York. Mm-hmm. We now know that at some point over the summer, subpoenas were served related to five other foreign governments: China, Uzbekistan, Israel, Qatar, and South Korea.
What?
In September, they raided the home of David Banks, the city school's chancellor, which he shares with his partner, Sheena Wright, the first deputy mayor. The chancellor's brother, who is the deputy mayor for public safety, had his home raided, as did another senior advisor to Adams.
Whoa.
The NYPD commissioner, Edward Caban, resigned a few weeks back after his home was raided. Tom Donlan was named as his replacement, and then his house was raided.
This is that montage in Goodfellas, like two-thirds in.
That's right.
Wait, so wait. So I didn't even know that this straw donor thing was like the same scandal as the Turkish stuff. I thought these were two separate things. So why the fuck would you need Turkey's help to fake small donations? Can't you just like make up names and social security numbers and be like, John Smith gave me $100 and then you get $800 from New York?
I think that the answer to this is scale. Okay. But we actually don't quite know. Okay. And it wasn't entirely clear that these were one scandal.
Okay.
However, I think the guys that went down might have been Turkish, which is always your first sign. As you always tell me, you can't trust Turks.
You're really? The problem is with your little voice and your little demeanor is that people don't know you're fucking joking. And we already got emails of being like, I knew Michael Hobbs was center right after you made that joke on the last episode.
Are you kidding me? Someone emailed about that.
Yes. It's like I've been saying that for ages. So, Peter, you need like a slash sarcasm tag. Like we need like a little chime that dings.
Yeah.
When you're libeling me.
That's classic Turk behavior. Isn't it? Now we have to cut
Fuck
all this.
Fuck off.
All right. So that sort of brought us to late September 2024. And then one day, Eric Adams hops on television to announce that he is about to be charged. I'm going to send you the clip.
Oh.
My fellow New Yorkers, it is now my belief that the federal government intends to charge me with crimes. If so, these charges will be entirely false based on lies. But they would not be surprised. I always knew that if I stood my ground for all of you,
hell yeah,
I would be a target.
Mm-hmm.
And a target I became. For months, leaks and rumors have been aimed at me in an attempt to undermine my credibility and paint me as guilty. Just this past week, they searched the home of our new police commissioner looking for documents from 20 years ago, just 1 week after he joined my administration.
The injustice.
Enough. I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength and my spirit. If I'm charged, I know I am innocent. I will request an immediate trial so the New Yorkers can hear the truth. New Yorkers know my story. They know where I come from. I have been fighting injustice my entire life. That fight has continued as your mayor. Despite our pleas, when the federal government did nothing as its broken immigration policies overloaded our shelter system with no relief,
what is this actually,
I put the people of New York before party and politics. Now, if I am charged, many may say, I should resign because I cannot manage the city.
He's smooth.
While fighting the case.
No, don't do it, Eric.
I also understand how everyday New Yorkers will be concerned that I cannot do my job while I face accusation. But I have been facing these lies for months since I began to speak out for all of you and their investigation started. Yet the city has continued to improve. Make no mistake, you elected me to lead this city, and lead it, I will.
The thing is, I wanted him to blame it on the rats so bad. Be like, I've gone to war against the rats, and now they're going to war against me.
God, I love him so much. So obviously he's doing the very basic, they're doing this to me because I am brave.
Yes, I'm fighting for
I'm
you so
hard. I'm actually such a good mayor that the feds had to take me down.
And then aren't the actual facts of this that, like, he's just been to Turkey, like, a suspicious number of times?
Look, I don't mean to jump the gun here, but Eric Adams is guilty. There is no doubt. He provides somewhat of an excuse that actually the right-wing media latched onto, which is basically like, I took the anti-migrant line, and now the pro-migrant FBI is coming down on me.
Right.
They were looking for any excuse. They were looking for any reason to take him down, and they happened to find the various federal crimes that he committed.
It's funny. I mean, I'm laughing at the fact that he says no matter what the charges are, they're false. But my own belief is that no matter what the charges are, they're true. So I can't talk shit about Eric Adams. I'm like, yeah, man, you probably did it.
So then the indictment drops and it alleges a bunch of crimes, bribery, gifts from foreign nations, wire fraud. All the classics.
Yeah.
Basically, Adams and his administration illegally accepted two types of benefits from the Turkish government. One, fraudulent campaign donations funneled through straw donors. And two, a bunch of travel benefits between 2015 and this year, namely free and upgraded flights and hotel rooms. And in exchange, he did some small favors for the Turkish government, giving approval to the Turkish consulate building, despite it not being up to code. Fire code, by the way. Cutting ties with some Turkish dissident groups in the city, and on one occasion, avoiding discussion of the Armenian genocide.
God, that is really small fry stuff.
I think the big reveal is that the straw donor scheme was bigger than anyone previously understood. So the guys that went down for the straw donations last year, that was a state court case. The allegations were like, I don't know, five-figure, maybe six-figure sort of numbers we were looking at. Again, New York City's matching scheme means that if a small donor makes a donation, it will be matched up to eight times with city funds. Mm-hmm. And the point is to give small donors a bigger voice in politics.
Mm-hmm.
These guys ran a scam where they just created a bunch of fraudulent donations. And the result, according to the indictment, was over $10 million in public funds being directed to the Adams campaign.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Which, if you want to do the math based on the matching rules, I think means we're looking at a minimum of like 5,000 fraudulent donations, something like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He also received over $100,000 in travel benefits from Turkish interests directly. And this is where the indictment gets hilarious, because he did about as good a job of covering this up as I would expect Eric Adams to do. Every element of this part of the indictment is just Eric being like, thank you for that ticket. I am not committing crimes right now. Let's just go over the funniest shit from the indictment, because there's no other way to handle it.
Okay,
like how he can't say anything without it being a little bit funny. He also can't do a crime without it being a little bit funny. At one point in 2017, Adams was traveling to France and he went to Turkey first. And his partner was like, why are you in Istanbul? Mm. And he said, quote, you know, first stop is always Istanbul.
Okay.
Then when they were planning a trip to Chile later, he asked if Turkish Airlines flew from New York to Chile.
What?
Which makes me wonder if he understands airlines at all.
Yeah. Or the concepts of like East and West.
Also in 2017, he tried to create a fake paper trail for some of his travel. This is a quote from the indictment.
Adams sent a series of emails to the Adams scheduler, directing the Adams scheduler to pay for the free 2017 flights he and his companions had already taken on the Turkish airline. The Turkish airline? Guys. But the emails provided inconsistent explanations. In some, Adams suggested that the Adams scheduler should pay by using Adams' credit card, while in others, Adams claimed to have left cash in an envelope for the Adams scheduler to send to the Turkish airline.
He's sending fake emails to make it look like he's paying out of pocket for this, when in fact they're gifts.
Okay.
So he's being like, oh, like, hello, it is me, Eric Adams, writing about the payment that I am making
to
the Turkish airline.
In this way that leaves no paper trail, the cash that I left for you. Yeah.
Right. And this is something he did more than once. At one point, he sent an email with the following very natural sentence. quote, I left you money for the international airline in an envelope in your top desk drawer.
Okay.
The indictment points out that due to the cost of the tickets in question in that situation, this would have been over $10,000 in cash.
There's like a big stack.
And also the records show that this was just not paid for. So
that would also leave a paper trail, a withdrawal that large too. Yeah.
Right. Here's another bit from the indictment.
In March 2019, while exchanging text messages to plan another possible trip to Turkey in which the airline manager would arrange travel for Adams, the Adams staffer texted Adams, to be on the safe side, please delete all messages you send me. Adams responded, always do.
Always do, my criminal partner.
That's like the famous quote, let's all take notes on a criminal fucking conspiracy. The meme that goes around.
It's so good.
That's what everyone remembers.
In 2021, a staffer was coordinating a hotel room in Turkey, and he asked an airline official where they can stay. The guy recommends the Four Seasons, and Adams' staffer is like, well, that's too expensive. And the official replies, quote, why does he care? He is not going to pay. His name will not be on anything either.
We are doing crimes.
And then the staffer responds, super.
I gotta say, it should be more expensive than this to buy off the mayor of New York. I feel like that's like a relatively important position. The fact that they're getting all this for like a couple grand for like some fucking flights and like rooms at the Four Seasons. You gotta respect yourself, Eric.
The allegations also stretch well into his administration. He agreed to accept separate straw donations again in October 2023, according to the allegations, right before the raid started, but also after the other guys had gone down for straw donations.
No way!
And then the raids do start, and suddenly he's aware that he's the target of an investigation. The indictment contains some information about how this all went down and what happened. One of the funniest bits is that his chief fundraiser, the first person close to him to get raided, called him five times while the FBI was knocking on her door. So the cop, by the way, she's like 25. The cops show up at her door, start knocking, and she's immediately like, gotta call Eric. Eric, we're busted. We're busted. So here's a bit about the staffer who is cited throughout the indictment as engaging in criminal conduct.
This is why I don't commit crimes, is because I would be very bad at getting away with them.
Easily the funniest thing is that these criminals do is that they believe that the way that the FBI operates is the same as like their wives that they're cheating on or whatever, where they're just like, don't worry, I'll delete the text messages. Like, dude, they're going to talk to Verizon.
they pick up your phone when you're sleeping and they scan your face to get face recognition and they open it and they look at your text messages.
The FBI just like a whole, just sneaking in and holding your fingertip up to the fingerprint ID.
Okay, it says, the Adams staffer also agreed to speak with FBI agents and falsely denied the criminal conduct of herself and Adams, among others. At one point during her voluntary interview, the Adams staffer excused herself to a bathroom and, while there, deleted the encrypted messaging applications she had used to communicate with Adams, the promoter, the Turkish official, the airline manager, and others. So she's like, can I just run to the restroom? And then she just like holds her finger down on like Signal, Telegram, deletes it all. It says it's going to delete my data when I delete the app. So
good.
That's
you're really tricking them. She's like, I am a master criminal. I'm in the bathroom at the FBI, frantically deleting messages. Folks, to all of our beautiful subscribers, if you're ever in the FBI building being interviewed, you are fucked. All right, there is nothing that you are capable of doing to get out of this. If you want to avoid that situation, you have to do the crimes well to begin with.
You have to delete Signal in the parking lot outside. As long as you're not in the building, you're totally safe.
There's something so funny about being like, ooh, like these were tough questions. I'm gonna go go delete the text.
She's also, they say it's a voluntary interview too. So they're like, oh, can we bring you in and chat? And then it seems like she realized like halfway through that it was actually pretty serious. And she's like, oh fuck, I should probably delete these. Like I might really be in trouble. But it's like, if you're committing crimes, you probably shouldn't just go talk to the FBI like on a Wednesday afternoon.
If you're running a criminal racket like this, Like, the most fundamental thing is, like, don't talk to cops.
Yeah.
Folks, this is just being a criminal 101.
Also, not being a criminal. I don't know that I would go in to talk to the cops about, like, anything.
Under no fuck. I mean, no. I'm being tongue-in-cheek when I say being a criminal 101. Under no circumstances should anyone go talk to the FBI.
Yeah.
Unless they are, like, right now in the process of searching for your missing child.
Right,
you don't
right,
need to be
right,
talking
right,
to the FBI.
The thing is, I don't remember if this is in the movie of Goodfellas, but in the book of Goodfellas, they talk about how they had these wiretaps on all the mafia people, and they thought that they were, like, being clever. So obviously they're selling, like, a ton of drugs, and mm-hmm. they would try to use these, like, code words, but they would just use, like, they would just replace one-to-one another word with cocaine. So they'd just be like, oh, so-and-so needs 3 kilos of dogs. And like, oh, he wants to make sure it's like the Bolivian dogs. And it's like the FBI is like, you know, this doesn't work, right? We know you're talking about cocaine.
I didn't say it. You can't get me. Again, this is like how dumb people think that the law works, that everything's like a little technicality. Like, I yeah. never said cocaine.
Roll up the dollar bill and snort the dogs.
So when they seize Adam's phones on November 5th, 2023, he doesn't have his personal phone on him. He turns it over the next day, and here's what the indictment says about that.
Adams claimed that after he learned about the investigation into his conduct, he changed his password on November 5th, 2024, and increased the complexity of his password from 4 digits to 6. Adams had done this, he claimed, to prevent members of his staff from inadvertently or intentionally deleting the contents of his phone because, according to Adams, he wished to preserve the contents of his phone due to the investigation. But, Adams further claimed, he had forgotten the password he had just set and thus was unable to provide the FBI with a password that would unlock the phone. So I increased security so nobody else would go onto my phone and delete the stuff I super want to turn over to the FBI, but then I forgot the new password.
I added a password so that someone else doesn't steal my phone from me. One of the various criminals
in my administration that
are
hired
are trying to frame me. Or like what is this? This is so fucking funny. This is again, probably the funniest exchange I saw about this was I was watching Chris Hayes and they were going over Chris, he was, you know, talking to some lady and she was like, what's so surprising about this is that, you know, he's a cop. So you think,
my God.
And then Chris Hayes just goes, well, and then it trails off.
Yeah.
Now, this is history's smartest cop, folks.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The reason that clearance rates are plummeting is because cops have no idea how crimes are actually solved.
No.
The FBI coming to him and being like, we know what those messages you deleted said. That is fucking him up. He's like, going on? They're doing. He was a cop for decades and has no idea what like an investigation looks like because that's not something that cops do.
He was in the NYPD. He's never solved a crime in his life. He doesn't know what a crime looks like. Exactly.
So he gives a press conference the day that this dropped, and I want you to watch the first 36 seconds or so.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
First of all, I want to thank you for being here this morning.
All right. I was hoping that this wasn't only funny to me, but this press conference opens up on Adams and some allies who you will immediately notice are just like black civil rights leaders that he is surrounding himself with under a tent in the rain while a car alarm is going off in the background. And a man who's a Black Lives Matter protester with a megaphone.
Yeah, with a megaphone, yeah.
Just screams about how much Eric Adams sucks. And Eric Adams has like a forced smile.
Yeah, this like blank frozen smile on his face as this guy's yelling at him.
It's very funny that the civil rights leaders look like perturbed. Like the people behind him are like, yeah. Who is this shouting at us, etc. But Eric Adams has never had a press conference without someone screaming at him in the beginning of it. So he's just like, all right, here we go. He has like storied civil rights advocates speaking for him and being like,
oh, really?
Let's let the justice system work, you know, like innocent until proven guilty. It's like, oh, no.
I feel like if you're going to stand by somebody without having the full set of facts, I don't know that Eric Adams is the person to demonstrate that loyalty to.
No, you know, something we talked about in the first episode is like he did build ties with some civil rights groups and individuals when, you know, back in the day. And he, you know, some of them have survived. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is he hasn't quite decided, it seems, whether he's going for like they're trying to keep a black man down.
Yeah.
Or they're doing this because I spoke out against migrants.
He's probably waiting to see the right wing response.
No, this is what we want. God willing, Eric Adams is next in line. On the right. This is what I want more than anything in the world. If we're going to go down the toilet, at least let there be Eric Adams at the top, you know, looking down on us, flushing us.
Also, every Democrat in the whole country is like, you guys can have him. If the memory of Eric Adams in 5 years is that he's like a Republican mayor of New York, we'll all be thrilled.
Well, this is like part of a weird right wing thing where they sort of seem to believe that like everyone does crimes. It's just a matter of who gets.
Yeah.
Prosecuted, right?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. There's a lot of psychology going on there.
It's also so easy to grift these people because as soon as you say, like, I'm being persecuted for my right-wing beliefs, right? Because I stood up for migrants, blah, blah, blah. Like, they'll go with you on it regardless of the actual facts of the case. I'm very excited to see his more detailed defense. But what is the actual defense? Like, I just went to Turkey a ton of times on my own dime. And I, like the borough president of Brooklyn, stayed at the Four Seasons in Istanbul numerous times.
He's had his lawyer out publicly a couple times now. And it seems like what they're going for here is that the primary source for the indictment is this one staffer that's consistently mentioned and that the staffer is lying.
Okay.
If you read the indictment, I don't see how they pulled this off. It's almost impossible. There's documentary evidence.
Yeah.
There are a lot of situations where the FBI builds a case around a snitch. It seems like this might be that they might have flipped this person. It's very clear that the person was not cooperative off the bat. The indictment makes that clear. But then maybe they flipped him, got a bunch of evidence about the mayor. That makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
But the case is not reliant on whether or not that staffer is telling the truth.
Right. Right.
It seems to me like they figured out the straw donor scheme.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck Adams gets out of that. I don't know how he gets out of the fact that he's talking about deleting texts. You know, it's just like, you're fucked. It's over.
And also, I mean, we should say, like, cops lie, FBI are cops. This indictment might be fake and bad, like, both for, like, libel reasons and also just general reasons.
No, we're just reciting the indictment. There's no risk of libel. And
saying what is alleged by authorities.
Risk of libel would be if I said something like this, and I want you to keep this in. Eric Adams is obviously a career criminal and a demonic presence within New York City.
In Peter's opinion, which is not liable for libel
from my
statutes.
Home, I can gaze out upon New York City and I see the demonic aura given off by Eric Adams.
That's the crystals underneath Manhattan, Peter. You're just confirming that he's correct.
So, yes, cops lie, etc. When the FBI brings a case against the sitting mayor of New York City, it's going to be relatively strong.
The only extent to which I can see him kind of being a scapegoat is if this straw donor thing was so easy to do that, like, lots of people are doing it. And maybe Eric Adams was the one that sort of did it too big and, like, flew too close to the sun.
Right, right. Like, but that's the thing, is $10 million?
Yeah.
You don't need to think about this too hard. I think what I think it looks like what happened is in 2023, New York State figures out some of the straw donation shit. They bring a case. That gets looked at by the feds. They realize there's more to this. They start moving in. They start conducting raids. They put together a case. They realize what Eric Adams has been up to. That's,
yeah.
To me, that's a relatively simple story.
Yeah.
Like, does
yeah.
the FBI have, like, political and ideological motivations? Yeah, but they're, like, more abstract than this.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
not
yeah,
like,
yeah.
we're going to take down Mayor Eric Adams. They don't
no.
give a shit. No
yeah.
one has ever given a shit about taking down Eric Adams. Even the people who hate Eric Adams don't really want to take him down. It's just funny.
If I lived in New York, it would have been me with the megaphone yelling at him about the bike lanes.
Yeah, so I don't think the big mystery here is why would the FBI do this?
Yeah, no, yeah.
The real mystery is what's in this for Turkey.
Yeah, I know. Also, especially considering he wasn't the mayor of New York at the time, right? He was like the fact that he became mayor was kind of out of the blue. So they were just backing this like random guy.
Well, it's out of the blue in one sense, but it's a little less out of the blue when you realize that they helped make it happen, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I think that the best bet here is that these handlers secure an agent first and ask questions later, right? There's no master plan. They find a
yeah.
mark and they move in, they help him move up, and they see what he can be useful for as time
right.
passes, right?
Right?
So at one point in the indictment, there's chatter among the Turks that they have hopes for him as president one day, which means that maybe they're just like reading Nate Silver, you know what I mean? Maybe they're reading
sure.
Brett Stevens and they're like,
yeah.
oh, I didn't realize that he could be the president. That would be great. Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah.
It's very clear when you look at the indictment that the stuff that Turkey used him for, right? Like, don't talk about the Armenian genocide. Help
yeah.
us pass this like fire code inspection. You know, don't talk to those dissident groups. These are all small potatoes,
yeah.
right? And that's because, again, you get the guy first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah,
you
yeah.
figure it out.
It was
right?
the same thing with the Stasi in East Germany, that roughly 10% of the population was on some level an informant for the government. And like, they would just gather secrets on people. They'd be like,
right.
oh, this guy's cheating on his wife. This guy's secretly gay, whatever. Not with any strategy of like, we need to use this against him. It was just like, let's just have the dossier in case we need it. And then if this person comes out and like writes an op-ed against us or, you know, starts a political movement or something, then we have it. But they were just like vacuuming up random shit. And so I wonder, because this is so cheap for Turkey, I wonder if they're just vacuuming up like shitloads of random political figures in the United States, which is like scarier than this specific case.
It's scary in a sense, but then you like read these communications and you're like, these people aren't anything to fucking worry
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These bumbling dipshits, they're not going to take down America. If our nation gets
right.
brought down by these people who are giving Eric Adams like upgrades to the Four Seasons
yeah.
in exchange for waiving fire code violations,
yeah.
I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned. Let them have their fun.
I don't think it's like a threat to the nation, but just as like the idea that, you know, if Turkey's doing this, it's not the only country that's doing this. It's easy for other actors to do this too, right? Whether they're foreign governments or right-wing billionaires or whatever. But the fact that like a couple fucking flights gets this guy like, you know, essentially a handler.
There's nothing funnier than like pinning the hopes of your nation on the talents of Eric Adams. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
There's something so fucking funny about someone like reporting to Erdogan, like, sir, we have secured Eric Adams. It's like, Jesus. All right. You couldn't get someone from the House of Representatives. You couldn't get someone on
yeah.
the on an important committee of some type.
Although, to be fair, our country is so dumb at this point that it's like there probably was a roughly 50-50 chance that he would become president.
It's one of those things where you're like, is it funny to think that he could succeed in national politics because he's such a dumb weirdo?
Mm.
Or is he such a dumb weirdo that of course he's going to
yeah, exactly.
succeed
yeah,
in national
exactly.
politics?
The chances increase by 100. Everyone is dunking on that Nate Silver tweet, but maybe you just got to give it enough time. Let it bake.
How much of a twist would it be if he just becomes a very successful Republican politician?
I honestly would not be surprised.
So the only other question is what's next? Adams says that he's not stepping down. The governor of New York under the city charter can technically replace him. That would mean there's a special election. The immediate replacement would be public advocate Jumaane Williams. He's notably to Hochul's left, while Adams is an ally of hers.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, just about everyone who would be a contender is to Adams's left. So if you're Hochul, a machine politician piece of shit. There's no other way to put it. Mm-hmm. Are you actually going to do this? I don't know. She put out a statement and was sort of like very clearly keeping the option of removing Adams open. And so it's possible. It might be something that she's thinking about.
I think they should charge every federal agency that wants to go after Eric Adams has to pay a $15 toll as a sort of a criminal congestion kind of fee, and then Hochul will be against it. She'll find a reason to say that it's not good if you just say this will reduce the number of charges.
If you had to take the subway to bribe Eric Adams, she would make it illegal.
Exactly.
You know, the outcome here maybe doesn't really matter so much because there are elections next year. So his time is up one way or another. There's no fucking way he's winning.
Yeah.
Unless I can rally enough support. We'll see. I want whatever causes the most drama. I want whatever is funniest to happen at all times.
Yeah, exactly. That's you want minisodes out of this.
Absolutely.
I feel like the only real winner in this entire situation is probably the rats who no longer have an opponent.
That's the thing about Eric is he's the only mayor who could take on the rats and lose.
Although on some level, that's every mayor of New York has taken on the rats and lost.
He used to talk shit. He would get up at press conferences and be like, rats think they run the city. Well, guess what, bitch? Guess what?